Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One. Christmas time is here. The halls are decked with boughs of holly, and we're ready to get drunk and fight with our families. Corolla Drinks is here to help. This Christmas, Adam and the gang want to make sure the holiday season stays merry despite this goddamn pandemic. That's why we're offering the Corolla COVID Christmas Combo, which includes a Corolla Christmas t-shirt featuring Adam as anti-masker Santa Claus, a bottle of your choice, and a 2021 calendar filled with pics of the entire ACS staff and signed by the entire ACS staff. The Corolla COVID Christmas Combo is available at CorollaDrinks.com for $49.99. Get it for yourself or the ACS fan in your life. Happy holidays from everyone at Corolla Drinks.
Hey, we got a great show planned for you guys today. Mark, very animated, and me as well. Lots of laughs, and we'll drill down on what's going on and how Mark's current lawsuit's going on with the representing the restaurateurs. First, I'll tell you about Madison Reed Mister. You want to get rid of a little bit of that gray and add a little of your natural color back in? Madison Reed Mister. Gray blending, natural color for your hair and beard. You can check out the before and after shots. No shoe polish look. Go to their website. It looks fantastic. Maybe you want a little more pepper, a little less salt. Madison Reed Mister makes it easy to find your color. You go to the website, match it. The kit shows up. I've done it. It's so natural looking. Put the gloves on, apply the color gel, put it in your hair, then the activator. Just rub it in, let it sit 10 minutes, and then rinse it off, and boom. It's a newer you. It's Madison Reed Mister, right, Gary?
That's right. Go to MadisonReedMister.com. That's MadisonReedMister.com, and use code ADAM10 for 10% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Again, that's code ADAM10.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice. Begin a minute. Get on. Welcome to the best hour or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Mark Garagus over there in New York City. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, Adam. I think at the top of the show, I should thank everybody who's sent their condolences. My mother passed away peacefully last night at the age of 91, and I've been inundated with people telling me stories about her and how charming and empathetic she was. So to a tribute to Betty Jane, I want to dedicate the best hour to Betty Jane.
Well, God bless you and God bless her. But let's talk about her for a little bit, as long as we're doing a tribute. You know, you often talk about your dad and you cite a lot of his quotes and you talk about sort of following in his footsteps. And your mom, you speak about lovingly but sparingly. But let's talk about her impact. Like, what kind of woman was she?
She was a force of nature in the sense that, you know, I talk about my dad, but my dad would still have been sitting on a couch somewhere in his mother's house if it not for my mom. I mean, she was a teacher and taught and put him through law school and raised her three boys and was fiercely protective of them, although I think we put her on tranquilizers by the time we reached middle school, just because we were somewhat difficult to deal with. Plus, you put three boys in a single bedroom, and that's a recipe for disaster as well. So, you know, growing up and having the old man be kind of a curmudgeonly prosecutorial presence, she was the counterbalance to that. You saw her, Adam, and interacted with her at Christmas kind of in her twilight years, where she just wasn't all there anymore. But when she was in her prime, she was unflaggingly optimistic. In fact, we used to kid about that. But at the same time, she also had this ability to induce guilt that was just amazing. And whether it was in with myself, my brothers, Matt and Mike, or with my cousins or friends. And it really has been amazing, the number of my friends who texted me overnight, just telling me stories about her and things that she had done. And she was an amazing woman, amazing, amazing woman.
Optimistic. That is an interesting, you know, it's all these things are free. That's the part that drives me nuts. And my mom is a horrible pessimist, horrible, just depressed, and everything's going to give you cancer, and don't sit too close to the TV, and we can't have a microwave because you're going to get brain cancer. But look what we did to the indigenous people and the black people. Like, it's just a total full-fledged fucking bummer. And when people are that way, like, you don't want to be around them. And so I'm so attracted.
I was just going to say, my earliest memories of her was she would give me kinds of these, the Power of Positive Thinking books. And she would talk about that. And, but well before anybody was talking about manifesting or attitude or positivity, she had unflaggingly this ability that if you set your mind to it, you could accomplish anything. I remember in grade school, she would come in at night and she would kind of give me a little pep talk, if you will. And she did not subscribe to this idea that you had to be, you know, my father's motto basically was the only people who were happy were people who were somewhat dim-witted. And so that was kind of his philosophy. She had the opposite. You could make yourself happy. Boredom comes from within, that your brain was your greatest asset and you had to exercise it. And just unflaggingly optimistic.
Wow. Well, I want to talk a little more about that. Yeah, my mom used to tuck me in at night and tell me that DDT was killing the birds. And this is an interesting thing. So maybe it's my makeup. Maybe it's your makeup. Oh, sorry, you could hear. I was clipping my nails, and Gary says you could hear it on the mic. So sorry. I'm a multitasker. I want to hear about your wonderful saint of a mom, but I also want to trim my nails. I can do
right.
both.
I got no.
All right. So, but Gary, I got to the last one, so I'm good. Let me talk about this dynamic for a second. If people say, well, why do you like Mark Garagos so much? There's a lot of reasons to like Mark Garagos. Smart, good guy, knows the legal profession, a good friend, generous, so on and so forth. But the number one quality, I've said it before, that I love about you is your energy and your optimism. And I don't think people know what a great magnet that is, and also what a great deterrent, being sort of downtrodden. And, you know, the people, when you go, how are, you know, when I, if you said to my mom, how are you? She'd go, I'm okay. It's such a bummer. And so for where I come from uniquely, where I come from the bummer side of the tracks, I am so attracted to the energetic, optimistic folks on the side of the tracks. That's why I don't know. If I came from optimism, I would probably appreciate your optimism, but I wouldn't be wildly attracted to it.
Well, I've always, and I think you can prove it amongst when you look at people of accomplishment, there is a certain theme that comes through. You used to do, maybe you still do, Take a Knee. And when I listen to Take a Knee, one of the things with people who have accomplished things, always talk about, whether it's sports or science or any other field, is the idea of getting knocked down and getting back up. That concept of getting knocked down and getting back up is a function or a first cousin of the idea that, you know, risk reward to some degree. You have to believe that you can overcome, and you have to learn your lesson, and you have to do it. And if you don't put it out there and then just kind of shake it off, so to speak, then I don't know how you get out of bed in the morning. I mean, it's just it's the one kind of their basic life lessons. And that's just one that seems to be recurrent among certain people that end up accomplishing things.
Yeah. My family's motto is never stand up and you'll never be knocked down. So it's not even the first one they get up on. All right, Mark. So your mom shall be missed, but a good long life. And
she had a great life. And she had a great life. She got to see her kids grow up. She got to see her grandkids accomplish. And she died as a great grandmother from Matt's grandkids. So it was wonderful. Now, let's move on to a topic that I just saw this morning, and it made my blood boil. There's an article, I believe, Gary, is it in The Intercept?
Yep.
Okay, so Adam, as you know this week, because I called into ACS, our judge, Judge Chalfant, in the restaurant case, issued a restraining order against the county that they cannot enforce their outdoor dining ban. And the outdoor dining ban, after much, for those who listen to ACS, they know but I'll kind of summarize it quickly for our audience. The judge gave the county three chances to basically, as he said, fill in the holes. This can't be a decision that you're making this lightly. And this is the only disagreement the judge and I had is I said, based on the latest Supreme Court case, that Roman Diocese versus Cuomo, I said that the standard of constitutional review was much stricter, that it wasn't just deferring to public authorities. You had to kind of put them through their paces. He disagreed with me, which is his right. He's the judge. He wears the robe. He says that in order for him to issue the restraining order, he would have to find that the county acted arbitrarily and capriciously, basically just for no reason.
I thought he already found that out.
Didn't, he did.
Is and this a so new judge?
No. So what he did is that was his order to show cause. What we came in this week on Tuesday is his ruling, his 53-page ruling, saying that they had acted that way. So I'm setting the stage here. So on Tuesday, he finalized it. Your audience remembers, but maybe not reasonable doubt, when he issued that ruling, some reporter came up to Mark Galli, who is the state's Health and Human Services director, who admitted that outdoor dining may not be that risky, and the decision to include, quote, among other sectors, outdoor dining and limiting that really has to do with the goal of keeping people at home, not a comment on the relative safety of outdoor dining. So this is where we are right now. The county order is unconstitutional, not based on science, and completely frivolous. But we still can't have outdoor dining because of the state's order. So then there's this article in The Intercept today, which says that it took all of the examples from our lawsuit and now added this fun fact. You know what the fun fact is? You remember the governor dining at French Laundry?
The French Laundry, yes.
Okay. And apparently, the person he had gone to celebrate the birthday with is a lobbyist. Do you remember that?
Yep.
The lobbyist is a lobbyist for the entertainment industry. And shortly after the March lockdown, when they changed the entertainment restriction to allow for entertainment to do production outdoors, and then did the same in Los Angeles, it turns out that this so-called friend who he was entertaining, the governor, that's okay. And then you remember that video of the woman, what's the name of the restaurant?
Pineapple Saloon, Pineapple Grill, something pineapple.
Yeah. When she finds out that it looks like, and that's what the Intercept article is, that the lobbyists were making the distinctions as to who was open and who was closed. How much does that want to make your head explode when they have admitted now that there's no science? So instead of follow the science, and by the way, you were early money on this. Remember last week's episode, We called it nefarious, stupid, or liar.
Right.
I believe now that this shows it's nefarious because it's not follow the science. It's follow the money. It's whoever's lobbying and spending the most money on lobbying. That's who's end up open and who's closed.
Well, if you look up the definition of the word lobby, that's what it means. You're a lobbyist. It means you have a group, you represent that group, that's your group, a special interest group, or whatever the group is, and then you see if you can get the ear of officials and hopefully the governor, and if you can sit down and have a three-hour, you know, $14,000 meal with them, so much the better. And don't worry, your voice will be heard because you will not be wearing a fucking mask, and neither will anybody else at that table. So,
right. And your industry, as Gary will show that viral video, I hope, or a clip, your industry will be able to operate outside in this data-driven policy that we have, while that poor woman's place, what, 50 feet away, right across the street?
50 feet is five stories. Yeah. That's more like 25 feet away. And in the exact same arrangement, the canopy and the chairs and the whole thing. And yeah, it was the outdoor dining. Anyone who's been on a few sets or a few productions, that's what they do. You're filming. When I was filming Catch a Contractor, they would, we'd be filming in the condo or wherever we're filming, but in the parking lot next door, they would have the truck pull up, they'd put up the tents, they'd put all the folding chairs out, and all the catering would just go out. And that's exactly what it is, a sort of outdoor buffet. Now,
and this is yes. what's – keep going because I'm
well, no, I w- I was going to say, you know, to be fair – some of their argument is well, everyone in this industry is being tested. That's their argument. I don't even know if they've made that argument, but I've heard it. And, you know, it's not nothing. But as Dr. Drew would tell you, getting tested, I know we're obsessed with testing. There's a place by our house. There's a line going around the block. Every time I pass by, well, Gary, I'm in the middle of.
I'm just showing his B-roll. You guys can keep talking.
But it's not going to be no, because Mark's going to go. Oh, there she is. Just keep it till I'm done with the.
I'm like Pavlov's dog.
Yes, everyone does that. They're easily distracted. Just save it for the end of the soliloquy. You can get tested on a Wednesday and be positive on a Thursday, or you can get or be symptomatic the next day or be exposed to it the next day. I mean, if you really want to test, you just have to test everyone all day, all the time, or put them in the bubble like the NBA.
Can I give you an example? It's funny yes. that you just said this. I talked to a woman this morning who had gone to a testing center. And how's this for a thesis? You know, they keep saying we're having this explosion in LA County, right? Of positive tests and positive tests. And she said, I went to the Valley yesterday. I won't cite the testing place. And she said, I now have a theory as to why we've got an explosion of this. And I said, why? She said, because you go indoors to this cramped location to get tested. And you sit in the chair with all these other people who think that they are COVID positive, and you're all using the same chairs in the same room and for more than 15 minutes. So you've got a perfect viral expansion and load happening at the testing center. So as we're ramping up testing without any kind of precautions in the testing center, we're really double tripling and making those that testing centers are probably the COVID spread super spreader events, which explains perfectly why it is this is going up exponentially. We're saying test, and we're cramming people indoors who all think they've got the symptoms together to make sure if they don't, that they will.
Well, and also telling everyone to stay home and shelter at home is the home is where it's spread, not the beach. Yes, Gary.
And by the way, that is not how they're doing testing down in Orange County and surrounding counties. The testing centers in Orange County are all drive-through. You don't get out of your car. You're in your own space. They come up to the window. You're interacting with someone for 20 seconds, and then you move on.
Here's here's my wiring. When I passed the testing place, the first time I passed it, the line goes right by the Starbucks, which is the building, or I should say the business right next to it in a kind of a strip mall. And when I passed it initially, I was like, oh, it's a long line for that Starbucks, but I guess people like their coffee. And then when I found out it was for COVID testing, I was like, you suckers, you're standing out in the sidewalk for an hour and a half. Jesus Christ.
But actually, that would be the best thing for them. They should be outside in the sun getting their vitamin D. By the way, Constellation Coffee, which is across the street, their business has boomed because nobody can get into Starbucks.
Oh.
It's an amazing thing.
Well, I would like to go back to Constellation Coffee, but the last time I was there, I ordered a whole milk latte, and the 53-year-old guy behind the counter who made me the latte finished it off with a beautiful foam heart. And
yeah,
I thought,
exactly. You
want a blowjob? Are we dating? How about some foam? I appreciate you're an artist, but how about a tree branch? What is there some symbolism here? Our combined age is 109. All right, let me hit Tommy John and then we'll move on to some other subjects. Knock it off for all the middle-aged fellas. That's what I want to say with the foam heart. First, let me tell you about Tommy John. Now, you guys have had enough to deal with all year. Now, the holidays are finally upon us, and Tommy John is here to rescue the men's and women's loungewear. Oh, so soft, so beautiful. Say goodbye to those old stained sweatpants. Tommy John's loungewear is luxurious, soft, and guaranteed to fit perfectly. Loungewear, pajamas, underwear come in a limited edition sets. Perfect gifts. They'll sell out quick, so you got to order soon. I get it. Underpants doesn't sound like the most thrilling gift, or maybe even loungewear, but it is the gift that keeps giving. You get
I want to weigh in here. I'm going to tell you, I don't care who you are. At our advanced ages, speaking of combined ages, this underwear is Tommy John is life changing.
It is, and you'll never go back. So it's
no.
They have a no risk guarantee. It's the best pair you'll ever wear. It's free guarantee, right, Gary?
That's right. Order now. Go to TommyJohn.com/RD for $20 off site wide for a limited time only. Get $20 off for a limited time at TommyJohn.com/RD. TommyJohn.com/RD. See site for details.
So the video's the poor woman, but I think everyone has seen the video by now, and that's why I'm just kind of putting a hold on it. She's the poor woman. It encapsulates this time perfectly. She's a single mom. I don't know if she's a single mom. She's a woman who's a business owner, who's trying to keep her business afloat, who's also trying to comply, who has complied, who's gone to great effort and great expense to comply. And across the way, 25 feet away, is a whole production. And they're doing the exact same thing she's done. And the powers that be have deemed that okay and safe, but not for her. And I think that seems to be the reoccurring theme. So, Mark,
I've got a question for you, Adam. Hmm. The Gary, in that video, the first part where the production was, can you pull that up for 1 sec? Because I'm going to ask Adam. Adam, didn't you and Drew just go over to Chop House or Parkway Grill?
Yes. In Pasadena.
Okay. Isn't that, does Greg Smith, who's the owner, was a neighbor of mine growing up. I've known him for 50 years. Is Greg's setup there similar to what the production company has? Would you say it's similar in the parking lot?
It's
I haven't seen it.
Yes, it's similar to this business owner, Pineapple Saloon and Grill. Sorry, Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill. It's a canopy. You know, the difference between the restaurant owners and the production peoples, the restaurant owners try to gussy it up a little. They put a planter and a hedge and, you know, a potted plant. And, you know, they're trying to hang a light or two. You know, they're trying to create a little ambiance, which is the crew doesn't need the ambiance in the parking lot for lunch when they're shooting The Bachelor. But the folks like at Parkway Grill, yeah, they've done it up. They put some AstroTurf down. It's nice. But it, if you're talking about where Drew and I ate, there's also a neighboring restaurant they share the same parking lot with. That's a big production. Somebody spent a lot of time and money. I mean, they put the carpet down. Again, the AstroTurf carpet. They put in the hedges and the potted plants. They put up the canopies. You know, it wasn't $800. It was a bunch of time and a bunch of money. And then people sat and they put the space heaters out there. And people then sat outside safely and enjoyed their food. And Drew and I made it in under the wire before it got to the state. And the state shut it down. Again, these were just people going out. And also, how about this notion? Drew, a physician, and me, a genius, decided mutually that it was safe enough for us to go out and have a steak. How about that? How about we decided that? How about we weighed the pros and the cons? Nobody knows more about what's going on or is more updated than Dr. Drew is. And when Dr. Drew says, why don't we go out and have a steak on a Thursday night? I go, okay, medical expert, let's do that. How about that? How about we get to make our own choices? It sounds a little novel. I know we're putting everyone in danger, but the everyone in danger are a bunch of other people who fucking decided to go out for dinner on a Thursday night. So they evidently have shaken hands with the devil and made their peace with it and won a fucking porterhouse. So there it is. We made choices.
And by the way, the judge in the Superior Court case, Judge Chalfon, did a good little riff on that, that anytime you talk about this as a balancing of the equities, because that's what it is, public health, people don't seem to understand this. The statutes, the law, which we're supposed to follow, the Constitution, public health says you balance risk. There is a cost-benefit analysis. And God forbid that you invoke that. And people say, well, what about the first responders? And what about the hospital beds? And better, you know, when you dig into it, you find out that the ICU beds and the hospital hospitalizations are wildly subjective in how they're reported. It can change hour to hour. It can change as to whether it's an ICU bed or a post-operative bed. It can change depending on all kinds of things, whether there's elective surgeries, there's no elective surgeries. But I have a novel concept here. Just I'm going to throw it out. What, instead of shutting down society completely, instead of having, you know, either a shutdown, a complete shutdown, or a complete opening up, what about you take intermediate steps? What about if you see a surge and you know that you've got a 14-day lag, which is what we keep being told, why not convert post-operative beds into ICUs? Why not have issue orders for those most vulnerable or with pre-existing conditions? Why not target them and the protection of them while the rest of society, instead of spending after the fact, LA County, I think, issued, Gary may have seen this, $6 million in grants to restaurants. Can you imagine how stupid that is? 31,000 restaurants, right? And we're going to say $6 million. What if you spent the $6 million to equip the hospitals with change over the post-operative beds into ICU beds, or do other things that many of the medical experts have suggested, as opposed to Dr. Ghali, who's out there saying, yeah, this was all a ruse. Basically, outdoor dining has absolutely no risk or is not risky per se. And that what we're really trying to do is tell all these, you idiots, because that's what we assume you are. We assume you're an idiot and we can't tell you the truth. And so we're going to scare you, which brings me back to my point, which is what the judge said. Enough of just, and this is what the county lawyers were doing. Oh my God, there's 10 million people. We're all going to die. And they were screaming at me. Like the sky was falling.
Well, I got a couple thoughts. First off, according to Fast Hands Gary, I think $193 per restaurant or per business, if you take $6 million, you whack it up, so it's almost $200. So you could rent 10 folding chairs for 3 days,
or hire one employee for the day.
Yeah, get one employee for the day.
Yeah, thank you.
So what are they complaining about? All right. Also, all right. Now here's a concept that I haven't heard, or it's not even a concept. I'd like an explanation. We had hospital ships pull up. We had the Mercy or the whatever pulled up to the Los Angeles, port of Los Angeles. It pulled up in New York. We had these hospital ships. New York converted Central Park or the Barclay Center,
the Javits Center.
So the Javits Center.
I think
Center.
LA, right. Gary can check. I think LA did Convention Center.
All right, so we did the Convention Center. They did the Javits Center. We had the hospital ships. Nobody went into either of those places, the convention centers, New York or L.A., or the hospital ships, New York or L.A., so we packed it up and sent them home. So here's my question, Governor. If, in fact, there's this surge and the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed and we're not going to be able to treat people and we're going to have to triage them in the parking lot, then go get the fucking hospital ship. Where's the hospital ship? Tell the hospital ship, turn around and come back. If it's that important, if it's that imminent a danger, if, in fact, this is what you say it is, then why wouldn't you be on the phone with the skipper of the hospital ship 2 weeks ago? Where's the ship? Why aren't you using the ship? This seems like the most important phone call you could make and the first phone call you would make. The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. We have to shut everything down. We're going to run out of room in the ICU. Fine. Where's the ship? Go get the ship. But you're not getting the ship, are you? So what's up? What's going on? If I was really worried about this, I'd go call the fucking ship. It came here once. I don't even know where the ship is, but get it to set sail back to the port of Los Angeles. Where is that ship?
I'm beginning to think that we are on a glide path to a Gray Davis redux. And what I mean by that is, there is a movement to recall this governor that has already started. For those of you who may not remember, this happened about, what year was that? Was that 04?
Gray Davis, when Schwarzenegger took over for him.
Yeah, well, basically, it's
it feels like
process.
It's in there. Yeah.
The two-step process is, first there's a recall, and then there's an election, as I remember. And Gray Davis was recalled, and then Schwarzenegger won. And I think that we're on that glide path again. It has all the feel to me of, I have never seen in the last 10 years the kind of tipping point that we are at, where this is not a, you know, everybody can, I know there's always the usual suspect screaming it's a right wing or a left wing thing. It really isn't. This is one of those times when sensible people have sensed that something is drastically wrong. And I think that, you know, once again, with your crystal brain, you would cross-examine this guy and have it on tape. We talked about it endlessly. But Newsom, I think, has really exposed himself in a nefarious way. And I think that we're on track in California. The anger I've seen, the palpable anger, the amount of people on every side of the spectrum that have reached out to me and across the board on this fight is amazing. I don't know about you, Adam, but I haven't seen this kind of galvanization of people who realize or have now been just kind of shocked by the hypocrisy, the utter hypocrisy, and basically malfeasance. I mean, if you could sue a politician for malpractice, I guess the recall would be your remedy, wouldn't it?
Well, what we're seeing, yes, Gary's got details on the hospital ship.
Yeah, the USNS Mercy is somewhere in between San Diego and Portland off the West Coast, so we could probably get it here pretty quick.
What's it doing?
It's traveling from San Diego to Portland.
Oh, well, why is it going to Portland?
I have no idea.
Aren't we in between San Diego and Portland?
We absolutely are.
Check it. I want to make sure our audience deserves accuracy, Gary. Yeah, all right. So we're pretty much, well, not even right in the middle. Obviously, we're closer to San Diego. But if the ships, why not have the ship do a drive-by? Like, why not commandeer the ship? We had it before. I don't get it. That would seem like the answer, that ship. And again,
I think it's better. What, 80% of 31,000, Gary, what is that, 24,000? Our goal is, in L.A. County at least, our goal is to bankrupt the 80% of restaurants and bars. So put 25,000 businesses out of work at an average of 5 employees, 100,000 people. That's the better solution.
So where are we at with the state? So, you know, you had the victory with the county, but unfortunately, it has now expanded to the state. And now, so it's rinse and repeat. We're going to have to go through this process again with the state at a state level, or can you tell us how that plays out?
I'm going to make a prediction that some plaintiff to be named later may file this coming week against the state. And I think that the blueprint will be the order that has the order that has been issued in L.A. County will be the blueprint, along with Dr. Ghali's sheepish admission of that they think the sheep need to be misled. And basically, you've got, I'll give a coming attraction to the Attorney General. The county order expires on the 16th, so I expect to be in court before then challenging the state as well. Because this is... And I've been told this, I don't want to betray who told me this, but I've been told by several politicians who've reached out to me and that I know and have known for years. They consider all of this a tipping point and a tipping point for the Constitution. I know people think, oh, what are you talking about? No, we have jumped the shark constitutionally here. And if you're not alarmed by what's happening, then you're asleep or you've been medicated. Because there is something fundamentally wrong here. And if you don't think that this is a blueprint, speaking of blueprints, for shutting you down with other in the future, then you're crazy. This is how tyranny starts. And you can laugh and say, oh, outdoor dining tyranny, blah, blah, blah. No, you morons. It's the idea of basically declaring martial law and using a pretext. This has been going on for 9 months, going on for a year. Enough already. This is nonsense.
I know.
Not in America. It doesn't happen.
And by the way, just a quick word of caution or warning for all the fucking jackoffs that do that thing where, like, oh, you want to get your nails done. You can't get your nails done. You want to go out and eat, so you can't stay home because people are saying, oh, they do this shit all fucking day long. It's not about getting your hair done or about getting your nails done. It's about government overreach, and it's about crushing these businesses. I can eat at home, and I, as Gary will attest, I just did my nails here in the first 10 minutes of the show. I like to think about the businesses. Gary, somebody sent me a tweet today that I favorited or I liked, I guess. And it encapsulates the problem for where we are right now. As I've always said, I do not blame the government and the mayor. And look, I'd like to blame Garcetti. He's a pussy. He's spineless. He's in his basement being pussy whipped right now. Gavin Newsom's a sociopath and a fucking idiot. I mean, he sat 5 feet from me for 45 minutes and I eviscerated him. He had nothing. He had nothing. He couldn't come back with anything. He's a mental midget. The people I worry about are the people. Who are the fucking people that are constantly just sitting home and going, oh, you and you, blah, 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 blah. Okay. You want to open businesses. My business is open. I haven't missed a day of work. I'm fine. I got plenty of money. None of my employees have missed any work. I'm not saying this for me. This doesn't affect me. None of this affects me. All right. This is who wrote this to me? Betsy Duggins. Betsy Duggins. Let me find out. Read her thing. Read Betsy's thing, because this is where all the fucking heroes. They're all heroes. Let's hear.
Instead of spewing your agenda.
No. I want to hear. Click on her her Twitter. I want to know what she stands for.
She is an anti-racist. Get good with it or get out of my way.
Oh, what a bold stance she's taken. She's anti-racist in 2020. And don't worry about it. You got to get out of her way. What else?
Truth will always prevail. Can we all get on the peace train? And then there's a sunshine emoji, a 100 emoji, an eye emoji, a praying hands emoji, a shaking hands emoji, hashtag Panthers, hashtag Roaring Riot, hashtags Canes fan, then a emoji wearing a mask.
Her sign is be nice,
kindness zone.
All right, that's her street. That's where she lives, in a kindness zone. All right, so she reached out to me this morning. And she said what, Gary?
She said, instead of spewing your agenda, why not do something for the people out of work? Have a comedy show and give back to these workers. But as always, hot take of me or I, but never us. Typical Adam, so predictable.
Right. What did I write back? We can find that.
It's right here. You wrote back, you are clearly a better person than me. I will tell my 30 employees who have not missed one paycheck what a hero you are.
How many people you employ, bitch? Who you paying? Jesus fucking Christ. Like, I'm the goddamn problem. And by the way, I followed that one up because she wanted to know, why is it that I didn't just do a comedy benefit for the people? Why wasn't I helping the people?
You followed it up with, if you like benefit shows, you might enjoy the ones I already did in Houston. Any other suggestions, hero?
I did benefit comedy shows. I gave all the money to the comedy from the comedy show. I give it all to the staff of the Houston Improv. All the kitchen workers, all the waiters and waitresses, every penny I made was donated. So what else? How many other suggestions you have for me, hero? Other suggestions? 30 employees, nobody missing a paycheck, not enough. Should do more benefit shows and give the money to more staff and more kitchen workers. What is the plan? And then what are you doing? What are you doing? You got a problem with me? What are you doing, Betsy?
I'd like to point out, you brought on a new employee during the pandemic.
Oh, really?
At least one that I know of, yeah.
I have to remedy that.
Yeah. I must have been drunk. This is the problem for where we're at. She wants me, instead of shouting out my agenda, she wants me to do something. Well, I think I've been doing something, but I'm not sure what she does. How much has she done? How many employees does she have? How many benefit shows has she done? Jesus Christ. This is the problem. Gavin Newsom isn't the problem. Fucking Betsy, the hero, who's taking a stand against racism in 2020. What a bold, heroic stance to announce you're against racism. This is scary. These are middle-aged people. This is the middle-aged adults who are doing this shit. I never thought adults would turn out this way. Yuck. Jesus fucking Christ. It is such a sad. Again, Gavin Newsom's an imbecile. The city council, who knows? Who knows whose pocket they're in? It's the people that go along with it and then criticize people like us for talking about this and pushing back and talking about the small businesses. And by the way, for having a bottom line, for understanding you can't just print money and print your way out of a problem.
This is what I keep saying. People say, well, you've got enough money, Mark. What do you care? I said, right. And if I wanted to be the asshole, the easy thing to do is shut down the restaurants in both places. By the way, New York is now shutting down on Monday. So those restaurants will be shut down. I could very easily do that. I don't have to go and get PPP money for them. I can just shut it down. I cannot lose money, and people can be out of work. You can go and apply for unemployment and sit at the dole. How long do you think that's going to last? Now that people realize by the way, that the unemployment doesn't go on ad infinitum. And you think, who's paying me to sue the county? Last time I looked, nobody's paying me. The Restaurant Association has got lawyers. Presumably, they're paying their lawyers, the Restaurant Association. But certainly, nobody is paying me to go to court to have my people sit and do filings, to have me sit and argue in court and put aside all my other paying work in order to do this. I thought I was doing it for the 31,000 businesses and the 100, 200,000 employees. And then to have somebody get mad at you, of all people, who just got back from doing that charitable event. Didn't you ride baby to Texas to the rescue?
No, we flew baby
to San Antonio.
That was for a second show. This was in Houston with Dan Crenshaw.
I was now trying to figure out a charitable tax write-off.
I know this. Look, I've not taken a penny of PPE or emergency anything. Nobody, I've not got a penny from anybody as far as the state or the city goes, and none of my employees have had to go on unemployment. So, Betsy, you're fucking welcome. How about that? No, I'm the problem because I'm white. And by the way, I guarantee I started off much poorer than Betsy. So do the math.
Can we have Betsy on next week?
See if you can book Betsy.
No.
Book Betsy.
But she's saying, look, I'm anti-racism, and so is Mark. So we're an elite fraternity of Americans who are against racism in 2000 and almost 21.
I want Betsy on next week. What's her, Gary, you don't want her on next week?
No, I don't want to listen to her.
All right, let me hit NetSuite here. If you're a business owner, well, we're just talking about that. Yeah, it's tough out there these days. And you don't need to make it harder than necessary. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the info you need when you need it. Upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. Get visibility and control over financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more, all in one place. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time, save money, and do it with NetSuite, right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. Join the over 21,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/doubt. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/doubt. That's netsuite.com/doubt.
All right, well, we'll cut this episode a little short, but we'll be back next week, and we'll have updates, yes, for the state
Absolutely.
Of California.
Absolutely.
January 23rd in the state of California in the city of Burbank, I'll be doing a drive-in show at the Pickwick Bowling Alley, and then live shows everywhere. Just go to adamcarolla.com, and if you want to check out all our movies, you can check out our Chassis, Chassy page, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Adam. I got a bunch of free stand-up there. Mark, you should look at it because I know you don't remember it from last time we were on stage together. Mark, you got plugs?
Yeah, the blackout tour. Patronize Engine Company 28 Takeout until we get back open this weekend. Tenny, Mediterranean Tapas downtown. As of right now, Casa Trapicana may be open. V, I don't think, is open. The Capri is still open, but probably won't be open. We have the dimmer switch, or we've got the off-on switch. So who wants business anyway? We'll just all print digital money.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla from Mark Garagos saying, mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode. This is Carolla Digital.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.